This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly, and I'm bringing you another interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. My guest today is Miss Jane Euster. She's the superintendent of the Cabrillo Unified School District. I've asked her here to join us to talk about funding for the district now and in the future. I've been doing a little reading about school financing, and basically they say that schools in California will be facing some very difficult years. I'm wondering how the local school district is doing and what they will be doing to face any financial challenges. Miss Jane Euster, welcome to Coastside Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
So is the district going to have some very difficult times in terms of funding, either currently or in the near future?
I think the district, it's not like the Great Recession that we just came through, but funding is always tight in the school districts. The governor is talking about, even through his local control funding formula, only returning us to 2007-2008 funding levels by 2020-21. Combine that with increasing cost for our pensions for both our classified and our certificated personnel and increasing medical costs. It's going to be tight, but we will definitely get through it.
So looks like you've got a plan in place. It's not exactly you've got a lot of extra revenue, but you think you can get through it. Now, will that last several years, or how long can you keep this up?
Well, if the state doesn't get some common sense here shortly and start returning school districts, it isn't just Cabrillo Unified. Cabrillo Unified's in a great, or I shouldn't say great position, but in a better position because of the unbelievable support of our community. We have our parcel tax, Measure B. We have our bond, Measure S. We have our PTOs, and we have our foundations, and we've got our booster organizations just producing solid, steady streams of revenue that support all the great supplemental programs our kids so desperately need and produce the great senior graduating classes that we have, the kids heading to Stanford and Harvard, and it's because of this community. And this community continues to rise to the occasion when challenged. Can we be pushed beyond the point where we can't recover? It's possible, but I think with the way things are going right now, and if we do what we're supposed to in terms of our own budget and forecasting and with the cooperation of this community, we'll be just fine.
Reading between the lines here, it seems like you get a lot of financial support from the community, not just taxes and state funds, but people.
We get our support both monetarily through the measures I told you about, our parcel tax and our bond, and through our donations through it, but also just time and energy and volunteerism. It's an incredible situation to see. My friends over the hill are quite jealous when they come and see Cabrillo Unified and the totally united community that is here behind our students.
You know, you mentioned this, but I would imagine that it's pretty hard to control salary costs, first of all, to be competitive. And then secondly, the whole pension program and medical insurance program must be kind of out of control. I mean, out of your control anyway. Is that pretty much accurate?
So in the salary area, we have to attract and retain our fine teachers and our classified staff and our principals and everyone else. But the entire group has shown a willingness to get together and make the tough decisions. And we just negotiated and cleared contracts with both of our union groups, which I believe makes us highly competitive in our ability to recruit and retain and work together. And that's part of this whole situation, is that everybody here gets it, and they get that the kids come first and that we have to do what we have to do in order to maintain the finest in education. So we find a way and we get it done.
I would imagine you must get an ongoing amount of funds from the state of California, and that must be growing, or no?
So the local control funding formula, we get what's known as a base grant from that formula, and then we get a supplemental, which is designed for our students who are of low income, students that are English learners and foster youth. And so those two together make up the funding for us. That is the funding stream I'm telling you that the governor is telling us by 2021 he'll get us back to the 07-08 levels, which isn't too helpful, but at least if he keeps it steady, what he used to do, and not him in particular, but they used to come out and they would give us a negative cost of living adjustment. So they'd say, you were supposed to get $32 million, but you know what? We have to give you a negative cost of living, so we're only going to give you $28 million. At least right now, they're not doing that to us. The thing we would request of the state is, you know, we can plan, we can do what we have to do, but somebody needs to just put the stick in the sand and say, this is what you have, this is what you can rely on having, and now go do your job and budget and manage yourselves. The ones that are frustrating to us are the fact that these changes come to us sometimes even at the close of our fiscal years, when there's just nothing we can do to offset the changes.
Well, wasn't there a proposition on the ballot not too many years ago with some guaranteed funding toward schools?
Yes, the proposition certainly was on the ballot, but there are ways that the state, even through its proposition funding, finds ways to manipulate the funding streams. The net result, I don't care what proposition, I don't care how it goes, we simply are not going to have any more funding than at 07-08 levels when it's all done. That's it. In 2021, we'll be at 07-08.
You know, it's funny. To me, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Obviously, there's going to be, if you had exactly the staff and the expenses you had in 2007, 2008, it might make sense, but that's not the case.
Even if I had exactly the staff that I had in 2007, 2008, and I was exactly the size I was, I don't know anything that costs the same. So raises, cost of living, school supplies, nothing costs the same that it did in 07 and 08. So that's kind of a frustrating situation. It all can get, you either can take the attitude here that it's so frustrating and there's nothing we can do and take the negative view, or you can take, and which is what we take, that we have a community that supports us. We have community that gives to us both financially and of their time. We have an idea of what the state is doing. It's our job to look ahead and forecast, which we do, and we make sure that we have the correct number of teachers and programs available. And then you just got to get it done. You just have to stare at those kids and say, what's in their best interest? What do we have to get done here? What makes a decent, not only academically, but social, emotional, what is a decent human being and an educated child of Cabrillo look like when they graduate Half Moon Bay High?
Well, you've done an awful lot of work here in the last few years in terms of your physical plan, physical improvements to schools, and even some repairs to schools. That probably isn't something that's going to stop. How will you fund that in the future?
So right now we have a construction bond. At this point, the governing board is contemplating whether it will come for another bond or not. Over the long term, it will be through the local construction bonds that we're able to continue to upgrade our physical plants and to bring our classrooms into the 21st century and make sure that the roofs aren't leaking and we have the technology that our kids so badly need and deserve. But we've done more than simply bricks and mortar things. We have now made a substantial investment in our mental health and our wellness for our students and staff. We now have more than five times the capacity for group and individual counseling for our students, so very necessary for them to be successful. We instituted our early college program at the high school, where students can receive dual credit both for high school and junior college credits while attending Half Moon Bay High. They don't have to go across the hill. They literally stay in the same class with their same teacher and receive the dual credits. We're very proud of that program. It dovetails nicely with our advancement via individual determination, which is our program designed for first-generation college goers that provides them with supports and necessary things. And again, our community steps forward with the programs they do. And you, in fact, were one of them, resume writing and how to get a job, all of the great programs that people just come up through our various organizations and volunteer their time and their effort at our schools to get this done.
Okay. Well, Ms. Jane Euster, Superintendent of Schools for the Cabrillo Unified School District, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
All right. So, Coastsiders, you've just heard a little bit about the school district. I think the most important thing you might have heard is how much your support of the school districts really contributes to their success. So it's not just voting, it's participation too. This is Jim Holly. Thank you for listening.
Contributor Jim Holly with our feature story of the week. Our thanks to Jim for yet another educational and informative feature. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. I heard it said, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there. Well, if you need a refresher course on what was happening in 1968, the KHMB Time Machine will be your classroom. Host Cameron Palmer will take you back next on your Coastside Community Station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Where can you take that special friend? To go have a great cup of coffee, sit, relax, and just spend time. Granola's Coffee House at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors. Enjoy fresh coffee, tea, or a great hot chocolate. They also offer vegan and gluten-free goodies, plus free Wi-Fi. But make sure to try their freshly made granola. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays and Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Bring that special friend today and spend some time at Granola's Coffee House, 116 North Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, next to BK Motors. And don't be surprised if you make more new friends while you're there.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hello, my name is Donna Murphy, one of two dental hygienists at Dr. Shepherd's office in Half Moon Bay. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is the leading cause of tooth loss in America. We are very excited to offer laser periotherapy, a non-surgical approach using the laser to help get gum disease under control. Laser energy is selectively absorbed into red, inflamed gum tissue to kill bacteria and stimulate new cell growth. Healthy tissue remains unaffected by the laser. This promotes better healing and control of periodontal disease. The laser can also treat canker sores, cold sores, and fibrotic lesions. Please visit our office for more information. We believe our patients deserve the very best care for beautiful, healthy smiles.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1968. Back in time to August of 1968. What is happening in sleepy Half Moon Bay in the 60s? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. City to consider golf course at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Half Moon Bay City Council on Tuesday night authorized Mayor Kitty Fernandez to open negotiations with the county for a municipal or joint venture public golf course. Fernandez says he was ready to discuss the possibilities of the proposal with Henry Terrett, the county director of the Half Moon Bay Airport property, and Half Moon Bay poet nabbed by state police on marijuana charge. A defective taillight led to the arrest of a Half Moon Bay man on a variety of charges, including possession of marijuana. The suspect, Richard E. Barker, 37, who listed his occupation as poet, was arrested on a traffic stop. And colored movies of Spaceship at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Colored motion picture of the Spaceship Gemini 12 venture will be shown at the luncheon meeting of the Chamber of Commerce at Dominic's Place at noon today. Dr. George Goldthorpe, recently elected president of the Chamber of Commerce, will preside over the session. And now for a little local history from my pub, Cameron's. Oh, what a wondrous place we live on the coastside. Many of you live here and have not yet discovered the treasures to be had, even for free. One is the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve up in Moss Beach. The reefs extend out for about a mile at low tide. If you want to see them for yourself, just go down and visit. There's hermit crabs and mussels and colorful starfish up close, and all of the reefs have to offer. It's a wonderful experience. The kids will love it. Consult the tide schedules and treat yourself to a close walk with nature that many never get to experience. Go to Friends of the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve or call the County Parks Reservation System to see if you can have 10 or more for a tour. 363-4021. I was fortunate to grow up just blocks away from the reserve. My folks walked the area every evening they could. It's so beautiful. Back in those days of the 70s, we were able to ride our horse down to the path of the reserve beach. Now there are no horses or dogs allowed. There is a picnic area leading to down to the beach. And don't forget to walk up the trail to the Enchanted Forest, where the old Dolger Estate remains. Just such a beautiful, beautiful walk. He was the builder of the Daly City Homes, for which the song Little House, Make of Ticky Tacky, originated. Try a visit back in time. In so many ways, this is a magical corner of the coast. While out and about, try another bit of magic and come on down to my pub. Check it out. It's fun. We have stuff all over the wall, a lot of history. I think you'll really enjoy it. Get a bite to eat. We have really good food. I think you'll enjoy it. So I do welcome you to Cameron's Pub and Inn and also RV Storage. 1968. Japanese imported cars and other goods continue to flow into America, and Europe and governments are worried about their industries being affected by the loss of jobs. The peace movement continues to grow as more Americans are against the war in Vietnam, and the riots occur throughout the cities in America. North Vietnam and the Viet Cong troops launched the Tet Offensive. The London Bridge is sold for $1 million and re-erected in Arizona. The Redwood National Park is created in California to protect the giant redwoods. A company called Intel is founded in nearby Santa Clara by engineers Gordon Moore and Robert Noyce. After receiving $2.5 million in venture capitalist funding, the company will make and develop semiconductor computer circuits. What is the cost of living like in 1968? Minimum wages, $1.60 an hour, which can buy you a movie ticket for $1.50. Average yearly income is just sky of $8,000 a year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents. Really? In fashion, trends see-through blouses, Midas, and maxi skirts join the mini skirt as popular. The Big Mac goes on sale for 49 cents. And a popular movie includes Planet of the Apes, The Odd Couple, and The Graduate. Pop music is a kaleidoscope of styles, from Motown to the music reflecting the hippie movement. 7 weeks at number one, here's Marvin Gaye, and I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Before you came, the two of us guys, you know I
This artist made his fame by singing sad songs, and this year he has produced a number one gold hit. Here's Bobby Goldsboro and Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Join me again next time for another Journey in the Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
For 34 years, BK Motors has offered for sale the highest quality consignment vehicles on the Coastside, ranging from economy, midsize, luxury, and sport utility vans and trucks, at times even commercial vehicles. Our Highway 1 location is perfect for displaying the vehicle you wish to sell. BK Motors also offers warranties and financing on approved credit.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors, and we specialize in selling cars on consignment. We just recently sold a beautiful Maserati. If you're not looking for a Maserati, do come down because we have a wide selection of vehicles down there. We even have Honda Civics.
Phone me at 726-8220 or see us online at bkmotors.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Teaching cats to respond to a clicker has both mental and physical benefits. The following is an article from Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Originally a rescue from Lebanon, Rosha, a striking long-haired calico, was adopted but returned to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary when her person went into assisted living. In the process, Rosha had put on a few pounds and is now on a diet. Luckily, Dr. Frank McMillan, Director of Well-Being Studies at Best Friends, has a few strategies for keeping her active. Clicker training for cats is not a new phenomenon at Best Friends. Dr. Frank has had Riot, another Lebanon rescue, literally jumping through hoops for a while now. But for the past month, Rosha has been his star pupil. She is a fast learner and is very food motivated. These qualities make clicker training feasible and fun for her. The idea behind the method is simple. An animal will repeat a behavior for which he or she is rewarded. The clicker is simply a tool to mark the desired behavior. Rosha will do what Dr. Frank has taught her to do because she knows she'll get a click and some tuna fish when she does. Dr. Frank began by targeting Rosha to his hand. When she touched his fingertips, he clicked the clicker and gave her a treat. He then taught her to touch her nose to a yellow plastic cone. Once she got that down, Dr. Frank began hiding the cone in various places in Rosha's room. Her new job was to find it, and when she did, she would get her reward. Dr. Frank has also taught another cat, Skipper, how to do the same thing. It's fun to watch cats and to know what they're thinking, he says. They're thinking, where's the cone? I need to find it. On occasion, when Rosha is either distracted or stumped as to where he's hidden the cone, she will either sit and stare at him or lick crumbs. At those times, he will offer her gentle encouragement. Come on, this one's easy. Or look to your left, you've got this. If the clues don't help, he'll rehide the cone in a more obvious spot. But she's gotten so good at this game that Dr. Frank often throws three other colored cones into the mix, orange, blue, and red. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. Kibbles and Gifts announces a new product for your dogs and cats, Natural Solutions by Nature Vet. These are soft chew supplements for joints and maintaining healthy skin, coats, and digestive systems. Natural Solutions make supplementing easy. They stay fresh in a resealable container. Visit Kibbles and Gifts and learn more about this wonderful new product. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to clicker training your cat. Rosha is, in fact, the first cat he has used all four cones on. He arranges them in a line in front of her and asks her to pick out the yellow one. If she gets it right, she gets rewarded, and then he switches up the order of the cones so she can do it again. Though it's mainly a mental exercise, keeping Rosha walking all around the room could certainly help her lose weight. And as she gets better and better at the game, he can make it more challenging to keep her brain engaged. With other cats, Dr. Frank does variations on the theme. He demonstrates how agile Patches, a senior cat, still is by having her leap from table to table across a conference room in Cat World headquarters. And he shows how deaf cats can be trained using this method too. Though Mocha, a Himalayan mix, isn't deaf, Dr. Frank is using hand signals and a camera flash to train him. The hand signals replace the verbal cues, and the flash replaces the clicks. Mocha has already mastered several cues, including come and sit. All the work that Dr. Frank is doing doesn't just benefit the cats while they are at the sanctuary. It makes them more adoptable and provides them with an additional way to communicate and to interact with people once they find their new homes. And, Dr. Frank says, it also shows people what they can do at home to keep their cats motivated and exercised. What a great idea to keep your indoor cat stimulated. I'm going to try it on some of my kitties. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
My name is Alfield Donald, and I live in El Granada.
You recently decided that you would do a reverse mortgage. Why did you decide you wanted to do that?
I was going to sell my house, and I went to Juliet Kulda, and she thought I should talk to Rick about a reverse mortgage rather than selling my house. So I did.
And how was that experience?
Staying in the same house and not having to find a new place to live simplified everything, and I would be able to pay my credit cards and my mortgage off.
Now you have more of a feeling of financial security.
I do.
Find out if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Rick at 483-1142. 483-1142.
Anchor Funding, RMC, NMLS, number 925634. Rick Southern, NMLS, number 345637. Licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, dietitian Kathy Henderson.
Mercury in fish, BPA in food storage containers. We hear so much about toxic food compounds that reach our food, it's easy to become afraid of eating, well, just about anything. Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, here to talk about six simple steps you can take to stay safe in your kitchen. The first step, don't panic about pesticides. Instead, start a kitchen garden. It's easy to grow your own herbs. All you need are some seeds, soil, and a little sun and water. Buy organic fruits and vegetables. Yes, they can be pricey, so prioritize your purchases by choosing organic fruits and vegetables such as apples, celery, and strawberries. Consider a water filter certified by the Water Quality Association. Step number two, don't be scared by chemicals in household cleaners, soaps, lotions, and such. Instead, choose those free of synthetic fragrance to avoid phthalates, a group of compounds that may interfere with the body's hormone systems. Even products labeled unscented may contain synthetic fragrance, so scan the ingredient list and look for the word fragrance. Often it's synthetic. Number three, don't sweat BPAs in plastic. BPAs or bisphenol A. Step number three, don't sweat BPAs or bisphenol A in plastics. Instead, store and reheat foods in glass containers instead of plastic one. Reuse what you have. Pasta sauce jars are great for holding leftovers, for example. Drink from reusable water bottles made of glass, stainless steel, or BPA-free plastic. If the plastic is labeled with a 7 recycling code and not marked BPA-free, it could contain the chemical. If you do use plastic containers, choose BPA-free. If you're not sure whether your plastics have BPA, don't put them in the microwave and do hand wash them. A 2003 study found that plastic bottles released more BPA after they were cleaned in the dishwasher. Step four, don't worry about PFCs, perfluorocarbons, in nonstick pans. Use only nonstick cookware over low or medium heat. High heat can cause the release of harmful PFC-containing fumes. Use wooden or other non-metal utensils on non-stick cookware to prevent scratches. Or opt for cast iron, including ceramic-coated or stainless steel pots and pans.
Hello, my name is Donna Murphy, one of two dental hygienists at Dr. Shepherd's office in Half Moon Bay. Gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, is the leading cause of tooth loss in America. We are very excited to offer laser periotherapy, a non-surgical approach using the laser to help get gum disease under control. Laser energy is selectively absorbed into red, inflamed gum tissue to kill bacteria and stimulate new cell growth. Healthy tissue remains unaffected by the laser. This promotes better healing and control of periodontal disease. The laser can also treat canker sores, cold sores, and fibrotic lesions. Please visit our office for more information. We believe our patients deserve the very best care for beautiful, healthy smiles.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about steps you can take to be safe in your kitchen. Step number 5, don't make yourself crazy about mercury in fish. Instead, find low-mercury seafood selections using the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Guide watches at seafoodwatch.org. If you're pregnant, nursing, or feeding young children, follow the guidelines from the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Avoid swordfish, shark, tilefish, and king mackerel. Limit albacore tuna to 6 ounces and total seafood to 12 ounces per week. Step number 6, don't freak out about dioxins in meat, fish, and dairy. Dioxins are environmental pollutants that get into the food supply in low levels. Since they concentrate up the food chain, we're exposed mostly through meat, fish, and shellfish, and dioxins accumulate in fat. So trim the fat from meats and poultries and opt for low-fat dairy products. Select lower-fat sources of protein such as chicken, fish, and tofu, as well as meat from grass-fed animals, which tend to be leaner than meat raised from animals on grains. Eat a balanced diet with plenty of fruit, vegetables, and grains to avoid too much exposure from any given source. These tips were taken from Eating Well magazine, and you can visit their website, www.eatingwell.com, for more information. I hope these tips have been helpful for you for staying safer in your kitchen. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
This is Kelly Morlock, and our special guest today is going to be John Wittenberg. He's got a couple tunes here that we're going to listen to, and he'll give us some good information. And Kevin Nova is definitely back in the area. He should be back on the air in the next week or two, so keep an ear out for that. In the meantime, I'm happy to fill in for him. And before we get started, we need to thank Cameron Palmer of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn for sponsoring us again every week on Coastside Carousel. Cameron's is a great place to go get a bite to eat. It's very kid-friendly. There's a lot of fun stuff for the kids to do. They've got a lot of great music, very friendly bartenders and people hanging out there. If you haven't checked out Cameron's, definitely do. Thursday night open mic, Friday and Saturday karaoke. On Tuesdays, they also have trivia. That's the word I couldn't remember, trivia. And also other fun things. So always check out Cameron's. And now I'm happy to introduce John Wittenberg, another Coastside musician.
Thank you, Kelly.
So I met John a couple months ago at a jam over at Randy and Lisa's house. Chinese Melodrama had a little jam session.
That's right.
I think that's where we met. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I've been seeing you do a lot of things, but I know you've been around for a while. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, let's see. I showed up in Half Moon Bay in maybe 2011.
Okay.
And I'm a Ventura transplant. I'm from Ventura, California. So, yeah, I came up here for work and, of course, gravitated right back to a coastal town.
Nice.
Yes.
Good, good. So Silicon Valley brought you up?
Yeah, South San Francisco.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And how are you liking it here?
Yeah, Half Moon Bay is paradise.
I would agree.
Yeah. I wish I would have found it years and years ago. Well, actually, I did. I went to school in Humboldt.
Oh, okay.
And I used to stop along the way and hit the beaches here.
Oh, okay.
En route, yeah.
So you've been aware of it. It's
yeah.
been on your radar.
It was on the radar when I relocated.
Well, that makes yeah. perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're a singer, songwriter, guitar player.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you play any other instruments?
Well, yeah. I'm a trained classical pianist.
Mm.
I started when I was a child playing classical piano, but I was never that great at it. And I went through college as a music major and kind of discovered guitar along the way. And for some reason, that was just a little more exciting for me.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, you sure play it well.
Thank you. Yeah.
I really enjoy it. Well, we're going to listen to one of the tunes you brought. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Let's see. I write a lot of songs about discontent. This is one of my favorite ones. I was in the Grand Tetons a few years back, and the trip up there, the news was horrible. And I decided I wanted to put this in a song, and I ended up with something that was kind of happy. I don't know what happened. this one is called The Pumpkin Pie Blues.
Pumpkin Pie Blues.
Yeah.
I think we can all relate on certain levels. It's pretty
sure.
pretty deep title there.
Yeah, I played it at once at Pumpkin Fest. So, yeah, here we go.
Even better.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pumpkin Pie Blues by John Wittenberg.
Well, I love the country, love the USA. Well, I love the country, I love the USA. But lately things, they sure ain't going my way. Well, I paid my dues, I've been working hard for years. Well, I paid my dues, I've been working hard for years. I want to pack it in and I'm going to get out of here. I'm going out to the country where I'll be left alone. I'm going out to the country where I'll be left alone. I want to take my woman and build us happy home. I want a moonshine still, riding a rim. Gonna get rid of my automobile, yeah. I'm going to the country where I'll be left alone. I want to take my woman and build us a happy home. Just wanna spend my time. Well, I'm up in the morning, just wanna spend my time. You and me, girl, we ain't gonna have a dime. Well, it's a crazy world, and there's too much going on. It's a crazy world, and there's too much going on. I wanna take it slow and relax from now on. I'm talking about a clear blue sky, pumpkin pie. Play guitar till the day I die. Yeah, it's a crazy world and there's too much going on. I wanna take it slow and relax from now on. Till the day I die, it's a crazy world and there's too much going on. I wanna take it slow and relax from now on.
Alright everybody, that was Pumpkin Pie Blues by John Wittenberg. And if you're looking for him online, his name is J-O-N and then W-I-T-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. John Wittenberg. Thanks, that was cool.
Excellent. Glad you liked it.
Your happy blues.
Indeed.
And what inspired that? Besides, you were telling about you were up there, and but you said you mentioned something else about it.
Oh yeah, well I was on a climbing trip in the Grand Tetons.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome, and just spending a lot of time in the car listening to the radio, and it was someone's bombing somebody and then someone else is bombing someone. Sitting by the campfire the first night, I had a little camp guitar and that song just happened. And I thought, oh no, I better write this down. So I did. I had a little notebook with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's nice when you can capture the moment.
Yeah. And then recorded it a short time later.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. So you do a lot of climbing and all sorts of outdoor stuff, huh?
Yeah. Rock climbing, not so much. You know, it's bad for the fingernails. I decided at one point that it was either guitar playing or rock climbing. I had to decide.
The sacrifices we make for our art.
Indeed. Indeed. They don't go well together.
No, as a singer, I have to get a lot of sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bed is our instrument case.
I see.
If you're tired, it's strain your vocal cords.
Oh.
Much easier.
I like to take naps. I should become a singer.
Anyway. Well, you sing pretty good there. All right, well, what else do you have for us today?
Yeah, so I did an album 2 years ago called The Old Neighborhood. I wrote a love song. I think it was the first love song I've ever written.
Aww.
And it turns out it's about a dog.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's my big love, my dog.
Yeah, exactly. My Bernese Mountain Dog named Gracie. So it's a well-deserved love song.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yes.
All right, so this is John Wartenberg's tune called...
We Walked Side by Side.
Oh, all right, enjoy.
Some people don't take your kind, but it's all right as long as you are mine. You walk into a room and everyone just falls in love with you. You smile when I come home. You'll never ever have to be alone. We walk side by side and we chase down the whole countryside.
John, that was so sweet. You know, you and Patty Griffin have that in common. The only love song she's ever written was for her dog, a song called Oh Heavenly Day.
Wow.
Which
should look that up.
You should. It's one of my favorites. Uh-huh. On Children Running Through, I think is the album. What's the name of this album? That was just John Wittenberg and...
This is The Old Neighborhood.
The Old Neighborhood,
yeah.
And We Walk Side by Side.
Yep.
About Amazing Gracie.
Indeed. That's
Bernese
her full name.
Mountain Dog. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And then I think you have another tune for us.
Yeah. The last tune that I brought to you guys is something I just recorded with my new band. I have a trio on the coast now. We are called the Seaside Serenade.
Ooh, I like it.
Yes. Incidentally, we're playing at the San Gregorio store next Sunday.
Wonderful.
Which is?
It's still August 29th.
I believe it's the 29th of August.
Okay.
Sunday from 2 to 5. And the other members of my band, I have a bass player, fabulous guy, Zach Finders, and a percussionist named Dave Kaufman, all local Coastside.
Wonderful.
Guys. And so I recorded this with them, and it's just a song called Oh Yeah.
And it's a happy song?
No, a little more political commentary.
Maybe it should be called Oh No?
Yeah, perhaps. I was sitting there watching the cliffs get eroded one day with a big swell and had a guitar and just decided I want to document some of this, and this happened.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. By John Wittenberg.
Low pay, disarray, hard times. That's what's on my mind. From the bottom to the top, we got CEOs and dirty cops. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sunny day, collect my pay. There's a rising tide, avert my eyes. From the highest mountain to the desert floor, I'm seeing where we're headed, can't look no more. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mountainside, nowhere left to hide. What's on your mind? You must be blind. With your TV stars and the evening news, you're sitting in the bars while I'm singing the blues. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
John Wittenberg, everybody, that's what you just heard. And if you're trying to find John online, his name is no H, it's J-O-N, and then Wittenberg, W-I-T-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. What album is that?
It's actually, this was just a promotional demo for the Seaside Serenade, and it's just called I Wish It Would Rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the name of the demo.
Yeah.
And you're going to be getting that out in the world soon?
Well, it's on CD Baby.
Oh, good.
And iTunes and the like. And you can find it on my Facebook page, John Wittenberg.
Okay, so all that's under John Wittenberg.
Yep.
And then this new one's under Seaside...
No, still John Whitney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, good. That's good to know you have a new group going on.
Yes, indeed.
I know you and I met through Randy and Lisa Bales of Chinese Melodrama. Yep. Are there any regular other regular jams that you go to?
No, that was kind of it. I was really thankful for Randy for putting that together because, well, the two of them, Randy and Lisa, getting musicians together on the coast.
Oh, they're the best, yeah.
They have these open mic things at Hop Dogma Brewery, mm-hmm. and I think I've met most of
the Neil
musicians.
Young tribute.
Yeah, yeah, that's really
yeah,
fun.
He's done three now, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, John, I've really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better today, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you taking the time to come down here and share your music and yourself with our listeners at KHMB.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This has been fun.
Good, good. And I'm sure we're going to hang out some more, and I'll be able to hear some more wonderful music. I'll try to make it out there next Sunday.
San Gregorio Store.
Are you
August
in the afternoon? 29th.
Yeah, 2 to 5.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Yeah. All right, everybody. Hopefully you can make it out to San Gregorio Store or Cameron's for open mic on Thursdays. Do you ever make it out there?
You know, I haven't yet.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I
yeah.
should do that.
And Kevy's back, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
And the music is really wonderful, and everybody's really supportive. It's a beautiful community.
I'll make a point to make it to that.
Good.
Actually.
Good. And let me know. Maybe we'll do something together.
Okay. That'd be
okay,
fun.
Good. All right, everybody. So come check us out at Cameron's Open Mic on some Thursday coming up soon. Once again, this is Kelly Morlock on KHMB. If you want to hear all the music on the coast side, you can go to coastviewsmusic.com where I have the weekly entertainment guide. And if you want to revisit any of the shows on KHMB radio, go to khmbradio.com for the local Half Moon Bay station. In the meantime, thanks for listening to KHMB and Coastside Carousel. This is Kelly Morlock signing off for Kevy Nova, our wonderful guest John Wittenberg today.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.